different.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
If you want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Well, Dr. Batar, I sure hope you're in, because I'm barely here, having done, 7 days in a row of broadcasting at the Orlando Expo for the Natural Products Association, so you're carrying the weight today.
All right, I'm ready.
Well, that was the answer I was hoping for.
It doesn't mean that I really will be able to, but I just said I'm ready. Got to have a positive attitude.
See, there's a living example, Dr. Batar, right there. Remember, he in the 14th, this Saturday coming up, he's going to be in Vancouver. We'll talk more about that, and the links are in the show notes for the brain recovery protocol that's going to be revealed there. Very exciting. But we got questions coming in from the listeners. We've got news stories galore. It's all, you know, it's like sometimes I just wonder, with so much coming in at the same time, where do you want to start? And I know you'll be game for any direction.
I am. I'm open to any direction.
Well,
open to everything and attached to nothing, in the words of Wayne Dyer.
Nicely said. Nicely said. That is enlightenment. So how about this? You know, the Fear and Death Administration strikes again. you know, that
like the fear and death. My uncle actually has a book that he called the FDA, Foods, Drugs, and Other Assumptions.
That's a good way of putting it as well. And if we look at the failed drug paradigm, you know, the idea that the only reason we're not all dead is because we lack some synthetic drug molecule. It's taking to extremes here, as the FDA has been reported to approve a $1,000 a day hepatitis C pill. And this is thanks to Gilead Sciences, as I said, from Sovaldi, that they're saying, we've got an easier cure for chronic infection of the liver if you'll just give us a grand a day for this pill.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I would like to know what side effects that's going to have on the liver parenchyma, on the glutathione levels, you know, on the hepatocytes themselves. There is no drug that's ever going to fix anything like this, because by definition, a drug is going to inhibit a pathway. It's going to block processes from taking place, whereas something like a hepatitis scenario, you need to enhance the pathways. You need to upregulate them. You need to flush out the system. You need to clean it up. You need to decrease the viral counts. And there's no drug that's going to do that.
Mm-hmm. My first impression here, of course, is, you know, they've got a growing market because there's a lot of liver toxicity, liver congestion that's never diagnosed in the medical field. And, of course, then they say it's something that's infectious. And we know that these infections are opportunistic based on what? Toxicity and deficiency. Go back and read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Batar. You'll get it. And yet they're able to get away with this idea of, hey, look, we've got this shiny new pill that's only going to cost $1,000 a month. Don't worry, you won't have to pay for it. Obamacare will, which means every person besides you will pay for it and bankrupt you and kill you faster, because this is going to be another toxic drug.
Robert, that's actually like a nice 60-second opener to introduce Obamacare. That should be put up on the Obamacare website.
Yeah. Join us now. We'll give you a $1,000 pill for free, and it'll only kill your liver. But, hey, the Hep C, you'll die too.
Yeah, exactly. Unbelievable.
Now, am I too controversial in disputing the actual definitive identity of a hepatitis C virus? Because I've read in the literature there is controversy about this, and I'd say that even if they have identified one, which, again, I'm not giving them yet, the reality is there's cellular dysregulation. There's all kinds of things that we know from an environmental terrain perspective that manifest, and they just want to call it something that they can attack and kill with a drug, theoretically.
No, I don't think it would be controversial at all. I mean, in medicine, the suffix that ends with a T-I-S,
right.
ITIS, mm-hmm. the I-T-I-S, I should say, ITIS, is usually indicative of an inflammatory change. So if you have pancreatitis, you have an inflammation of the pancreas. So hepatitis is an inflammation of the liver. Now, they have hepatitis A, hepatitis B, hepatitis C. Hepatitis C used to actually be called non-A, non-B
mm-hmm.
back, I guess, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Sometime after I graduated from medical school, it was called non-A, non-B, and then they changed it to hepatitis C. And I assume when you meant about are you controversial mm-hmm. by talking about the etiological component, whether or not there is actually a virus present, is that what you meant?
Yeah, definitive. We've identified this one virus. It definitely is. I think that's a bunk. I think when you're right going back to the history of non-A, non-B. I mean, who's going to jump up and down on a drug? We've got a drug to address non-A, non-B. Well, what is it? Well, it's not A, it's not B. We don't know what. Well, here's a drug for it. So they needed something to say, we've targeted it. We've identified it. So now we can target. And this builds into that whole pharmaceutical monopoly, patent medicine, drug profit model that wouldn't fit a non-A, non-B description.
Right. That's why, the next letter in the alphabet, C, hey, let's name it C.
Yeah,
let's go
right.
And of course, you're right. It makes a lot more sense to say, well, it's not this, A, and it's not this, B, so
it must be C.
Convince people to say, hey, take a drug because we know it's not this and we know it's not that. We don't know what it is, but we don't know what we know it's not these two. So here, take this drug for something that we don't know what it is.
They couldn't market
from
that. It wouldn't work.
It would work. Psychologically, it would not work. You're
yeah.
absolutely right.
So now you see it. Now you don't. So
yeah.
Hepatitis C it. Well, as we say here, the reality of this non-A, non-B, or now called C, is we're talking about chronic liver inflammation, which is due to chronic hepatic toxicity, chronic systemic body toxicity, and, of course, the accompanying deficiencies, and of course, the toxicity includes all of the heavy metals that impact negatively on liver excretion, etc. To throw a drug, I'm thinking these guys and gals are still in the drug stone age throwing this out there. How would they even go this direction still?
Well, the thing is, hepatitis A is considered a self-limiting condition, meaning that you don't do any treatment for it. You just let the body take care of itself. Hepatitis B is supposed to be there permanently. And then, of course, they've got the hepatitis C, which is attributed to a different type of virus that's resistant, and basically once you have hepatitis C, supposedly, it's done, you're done. There's
yeah.
no condition
or sentence.
Treatment for it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, it's probably interesting for the listeners to know that my treatment for hepatitis A, my treatment for hepatitis B, and my treatment for hepatitis C is actually exactly the same, and we have remarkable results for all three of those conditions, because we're not treating a virus. We do make an assumption that there is a toxicity issue. And we know that the third toxicity, the opportunistics, is going to be more than likely there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not there's a virus there or not, let's put that aside. We know that the opportunistic toxicities are viral, bacterial, fungal, all these various things that are opportunistic, mycoplasma, spirochetes, et cetera, et cetera. So we know there's an opportunistic issue there. But again, we start off with the first heavy metal, second persistent organic pollutants, clean up the system, then we hit the body with one of the treatments that is designed to get rid of the persistent organic pollutants, make them less persistent, which is the ozone autohemotherapy and the ultraviolet blood irradiation. So that's going to help to break down the chemicals so the body can process them. But the side effect of that treatment is that it kills anything that's not supposed to be in the system, meaning the unhealthy cells, DNA adducts, cancer cells, virus, bacteria, yeast, mycoplasma, all these different types of substances, opportunistic components that don't have the ability to increase peroxidase and catalase within their intracellular makeup or within their makeup, because viruses are even smaller than cells, obviously. So whatever the case is, these catalase and peroxidase that the normal healthy cells can increase when they're exposed to high levels of oxidative stressors, these other opportunistic components can't compensate. And so this treatment basically eradicates all those components. Now, again, notice that I said, I don't know whether it's a bacteria or virus or sparky or mycoplasma or yeast or whatever, but I know that they're all present because when you have a person with hepatitis, their systems are lower functioning, they're fatigued, they're tired, they are a cesspool allowing and waiting for other opportunistic things to jump on. So whether it's the etiological component, the part that caused it, or whether it's a sequela, the a result of the immune system being suppressed, it doesn't really matter to us. We're going to help to reduce the burden, but we're not using that as the treatment. The treatment is all about detoxification,
right,
to upregulate the pathways, to get the phase one, phase two going, to flush the liver, to improve the lymphatics, get the drainage going, and then help to reduce the burden on the liver and allow the liver to start coming back on.
Yeah, I want to come back to your starting point when you mentioned hepatitis A, B, and C, that you have basically the same protocol and you address all three cases successfully, which confirms, again, my experience over the years working homeopathically, dietarily, detoxification focus points, and addressing it even with physicians that have used the silver that you use as well. Although they're often, the patients are often frightened when they go onto these holistic protocols because they're dependent upon the numbers that come back in these so-called viral load tests that evidently don't differentiate between viable replicating viruses and debris that have been neutralized via the anti-infection type substances that you may intercede with, whether it be ozone, whether it be silver or anything holistic, even for goodness sake antibiotics, which we're not fans of, that don't really interact with viruses, I should say, can cause debris increase in these tests. It's a strange, it's not as specific as people have been led to believe, in other words.
That's an excellent point, Robert, because when they do testing for these various types of hepatitis, which, by the way, it's hepatitis B and hepatitis C that is usually attacked. Hepatitis A, most doctors, you know, let it go because they know it's self-limiting. But it's very interesting that you brought that point up because, and it's excellent that you brought that point up because that's exactly what they're measuring. They're measuring the antigen exposure. So you're looking at the hepatitis B, hepatitis C antigens, and an antigen, remember, it doesn't have to be an actual virus. An antigen is anything that acts as a happen in the body, anything that is foreign to the system. So when the body sees debris, as you put it, or a DNA addict, or anything, you know, anything that you put into the body that the body sees as foreign will have an antibody-antigen reaction. So when you look at most of these tests, they're all antigen or antibody measurements,
mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have the viral count. There is a viral count that they also do.
Well, hold on, hold on here, Dr. Bitar, because we've got to take a break here. I want to get into this fascinating discussion here based on this new drug coming out to neutralize Hep C. Really? We don't believe it. We'll show you how to do it when we come back. It is Dr. Bitar, and we are going, what is this called? It's Advanced Medicine Monday! I told you I was exhausted. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, as you can see, Dr. Vitar, I am definitely not all here. You're carrying it. You're doing a great job. I've got some insights, but bear with me as I try to get in and out of breaks today.
Right, we won't talk about your adult onset dementia at all.
Yes, it's caused by the weekends that we don't get any time off, and then we come back Monday, and I've been Dr. Vitar suffers through me. So thank you, my friend. Now,
no problem. We
were talking viral load tests. As I said, the controversy of those who rely solely on numbers, as if blood chemistry is the only explanation for good health or bad health. And I talk to docs that are working more holistically, and they get a little nervous too because they're trying to transition away from that concept, but they still rely on those numbers. And so if you put a patient on a very powerful antimicrobial campaign that is non-toxic, in other words, via the natural means that we know that you utilize, oftentimes they go back to those tests and show the viral counts have elevated, yet it's not corresponding to how well the patients actually are. You ask them how they're feeling, how's their energy, oh, my energy's great, my digestion's good, I'm feeling top of the world, and then their numbers show that they're going to die, right? That, oh, the numbers are through the roof, so what's the truth, how well they feel or the numbers on the test? And that's, again, the non-specificity of, well, viable replicating viruses versus the debris field, the responses to everything.
Well, Robert, that's a good point, too. I actually have not had that experience. I mean, when you're dealing with, say, something like cancer, mm-hmm. yes, we will see the tumor actually expand and get bigger because we just hit it effectively and it's swelling up before it breaks apart. But I haven't seen the viral counts actually going up when we do our treatments. We've actually seen the viral counts drop down pretty significantly.
Do you know why that is? And I'm going to tell you, and it's your deal, because I know. Because you, unlike the physicians that are starting to work in this direction, you will support their excretory pathways in extraordinary ways. And the reason, in my opinion, you know, talking now as a homeopath in my experience here, is that these physicians, as good as they're trying to be, they don't understand how much those pathways of elimination have to be supported. So the debris builds up. They can't excrete it fast enough, and that's why they're getting the number counts that you're not in your patient population.
That makes total sense, and I would concur with you because the... Again, detoxification means to detox, to get rid of stuff, and that's what we're doing. We are opening up the pathways. There's a huge issue with liver congestion. There's a huge issue with lymphatic obstruction and lymphatic stagnation in patients that have liver issues. And we really hit the liver hard to get those processes moving, and as well as the fact that the glutathione, which everybody knows the benefits of glutathione except for the medical boards, because that's one of the things they said, yes, we know about the we know what glutathione is, we just are trying to figure out what the clinical relevance is. I think I told you that.
Yes, we've covered that. That was hilarious.
Yeah, so of course they don't know what the relevance of the most one of the most important natural antibiotics, natural antioxidants, natural everything in the body. But glutathione is found in every cell in the body, but it's primarily in the highest concentrations found within the hepatocytes. So by upregulating the pathways, as you just said, to get these the lymphatic drainage and get the stagnation of the liver and the lymph moving, and then you bring in this other component where you're helping to upregulate the components that are existing within the hepatocytes, the glutathione itself, upregulate that, which has a natural anti-inflammatory effect, has a natural antibiotic effect, has a detoxification effect. You are literally not only just wringing out that liver, but you're dusting it, blow drying it. You're doing everything. You're washing it in like three different cycles of in a washing machine, whatever you want to call it. You're just moving everything. So I would agree with you that the reason we don't see our viral counts going up like some people do, we always see viral counts going down. And sometimes, Robert, they're dramatic. Like they'll go from 80 million down to 2 million in a two-week period or something.
Well, and the reason, again, I come back to is that eventually this happens with these other physicians working patients more holistically, but it takes them months to catch up because they don't have the intense understanding and application of the things that you do to bring those down immediately or in conjunction with the antimicrobial aspect of let's say, upregulating immunity or modulating immunity is the best way to say it. So it's a distinct difference. It isn't that these folks are necessarily in danger because they tend to feel well, pretty good along the way, but these physicians haven't fully integrated to the level that you have that detox protocol from, as you said, in all areas and always washing it, cleaning it, everything. But that's the distinct difference that's so important. That's why I encourage all you physicians out there to listen, or if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine Monday editions with Dr. Bitar, read his book, plug into it anytime he's doing a seminar, get and see him. If you're going to Vancouver this weekend, kudos, this Saturday the 14th, you're going to get the brain recovery protocols, which will include, of course, detoxification. We got to take a quick break here. I know this segment goes all too quick. We'll see if we can wrap up on this issue. We've got another a big question from a listener related to a parent or that someone in their 80s dealing with some cardiovascular blood issues. So stand by for that and a whole lot more. Advanced Medicine Monday continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss the Advanced Medicine Monday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bittar, we've got easy access through show notes links. I know a lot of people are downloading it through iTunes as well or going to Natural News Radio, but we can go specific to MedicalRewind.com. MedicalRewind.com, another great place to tap into hundreds of hours of Dr. Rashid Bittar and RSB doing what we do each week. Now, just wrapping up the liver discussion, the hepatitis C, the new drug. We were just going over that on the break. What this new drug appears to do, Dr. Bitar?
I really like the little acronym that they've got now. But, yeah, you said that, Robert, I don't have the article pulled up in front of me, but you said that it is actually blocking some of the nucleotide replication components.
Yeah, they call it a nucleotide analog inhibitor, or a NUC for short.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this could be an appropriate name if it's doing what I think it's doing.
Right. Well, I agree with you. Now, there is something that we have worked with, the matrix metalloproteinase inhibitors that are actually substances that are responsible. The matrix metalloproteinase are components that the cancer releases in order for the cancer to spread through the system, so it allows for metastasis. So the inhibitors prevent this substance from being secreted from the cancer. We've worked with that. That's the only inhibitor that I have seen in clinical practice that actually seems to have any benefit without any side effects. But
right.
When you start to block replication of proteins, for example, then you can also block the replication of any component of the body in any of the regenerative processes of the system. So if you have a liver that's damaged, part of that whole process is liver can be regrown, but you're not going to be able to regrow the liver because you're blocking the process of regeneration.
What an irony, but an appropriate way. They call this a nuke. It's going to
yeah.
kill everything, so you can't regenerate. Oh, whoop-de-doo, we killed a virus. You know, that's what they're going to claim. But at the same time, you've just completely nuked the ability of the virus, of the liver cells to regenerate, because the liver is more regenerative than any other aspect of the body, and you stop it with this.
And it's going to actually cause people to go into liver failure and die. So that's
yeah.
it's going to be kind of like the cancer scenario where you kill the cancer and you kill the patient.
Self-fulfilling
so
toxicity.
Side effect is the patient dies.
Yeah, self-fulfilling toxicity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is no better way of a drug company to... I mean, think about it. They create a solution, then they kill more people, and then it gives them more reason to use more of the drugs
right.
to justify why this endemic situation is increasing, and they have to use more vicious drugs and more harsher drugs and more stronger drugs, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But you're actually creating that problem yourself. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, as you just said.
Well, at least they're consistent, and, of course, you recognize
predictable.
That. Yeah, predictable in that way, yes. So
yeah.
Let's move on to a question from a listener. We've got this from Josette. She says, hello, RSB and Dr. Bitar. We've got a bit of a problem on our hands with my father-in-law. We've taken over his health protocols for about 6 months now. We've managed to heal one area, working on another of skin cancer. But we are at a loss for this one. He had an endovascular stent graft put in place a couple of years ago, and it's now leaking at the Y in one of his legs. Dr. Bitar, what is an endovascular stent graft?
Well, a graft is basically where they take one portion of something and put it somewhere else where it's needed. So they basically took a vascular graft, probably from the leg,
yeah,
and then they essentially repaired what seems like an early aneurysm or basically a thinning of the intimal layer within the vessel.
Right, in the vascular system. Okay, a weakening.
Yeah.
Oh,
think of it as a tire that's been patched.
Right, she wrote graft, so I was confused. It's graft. G-R-A-F-T.
Yeah.
That's what threw me.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm sure that, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm sure that's what you meant, the graft.
Yeah, yeah. He is an 83-year-old with a pacemaker on Coumadin, with a blood thinner, and a variety of other drugs that we've been able to work around. We are very concerned about putting him in the hospital again. Is there anything we can do to stop this internal bleeding without interfering with the Coumadin, or better yet, heal this aorta? Please help or tell me where to look for info. We're up against the clock. Shalom, Josette. So, just real quick, homeopathic phosphorus is indicated here, but that's not the only thing. It's a very complicated and comprehensive issue, and a dangerous one in this case.
Yeah, these kind of questions, they always bother me, Robert, because you see what the person is asking. There's a very key line here, and the line is there anything we can do to stop this internal bleeding? So they want to stop bleeding without interfering with the Coumadin, which is going to cause more bleeding, and that's a rat poison. So it's asking you to, give advice on how to stop something from occurring when the drug that they've got them on is going to cause that, and they don't want to interfere with the drug that's causing part of the problem.
Right. That's another irony here.
And to answer a question like this on the air, which we know our best friends at the FDA, listen to us here. We know
yes.
that.
We got to be general and say we're not giving you medical advice specific. We're giving general information about cases like this, things to look out for, things to be concerned about. And, we generally feel for you, Josette, and wanting to do all the good things. But, again, there's a lot that we could never do just verbally talking, but we can talk principally about these conditions and situations.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we'll do. You know, the internal bleeding, it's not really internal bleeding, even though, yes, internal bleeding, I would say, is something where, well, like I said, it's internal bleeding because it's internal and it's bleeding, so yes. But it's basically the graft is failing is what's happening, or the intimal layer of within the vessel is actually expanding, getting thinner at the site where the graft was, where the anastomosis is opening up, becoming compromised, whatever the case is. And the problem is once something like this has been done, then you're almost mandated to then continue down the same line because you've already created an unusual scenario in the body that's not natural, i.e. the surgical intervention. And so you really can't stop that issue from occurring without either one trying to go back into that area surgically or finding something else that would supersede that intervention.
Right.
Meaning that there has to be something that patches that graft because we're not dealing with a natural scenario. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yeah, no, you've created artificially a problem that compounded the earlier problem in trying to repair it instead of really correcting it. We come back to something we were just discussing on the liver issue, regeneration of healthy new tissue, which in a healthy body, it would happen fairly naturally. Of course, they talk about the reduction in that capacity as we age, but I would argue it's more because of toxicity and deficiency than just age alone or even age primarily.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So that's one issue. Then you've got the other issue where they've got the patient on a drug that's designed to do something. So in this particular case, there's a scenario where obviously if the person is having these vascular issues, there's a issue with keeping the blood from clotting, and so the mechanism that they're using is called warfarin or Coumadin, and that basically works on the extrinsic clotting pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether you want to work on the intrinsic or the extrinsic clotting pathway, it's not really as important of an issue as how those pathways are interfering with the rest of the system. So you're dealing with a drug that is going to cause other issues, that is going to have a lot of iatrogenic issues, and it's in conflict directly with the problem that is occurring here.
I mean, the drug is interfering with the process of healing. At the same time, the drug they're arguing is used to keep the patient potentially alive.
Correct. But there's another component, too. So the drug itself has other sequela to it. There's other consequences of the drug as well. So it's almost at this point, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And there are things that can be done, but I certainly would not be comfortable talking about that on the air because I know what happens. Then a person gets desperate. They try doing something at home, and then you end up having an acute event. It has to be done in a managed situation with somebody that knows how to deal with this type of scenario, vascular issue. We've dealt with this type of stuff. It's not as difficult as it is. Let me put it this way. It's not a difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple thing, but it's a complicated thing, meaning that would you explain that? What would be a good analogy? It's not something that's intensively difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's just difficult because it's a complicated thing, but it's relatively simple to do, meaning that if you know the pathway through the maze, it's relatively simple to do.
Right.
There's a friend of mine, actually, who's a vascular surgeon who's in Tennessee, Dr. Holliday. I know that he's dealt with these types of issues many times. You know, we deal with it quite often. Mm-hmm. We don't deal with it as extensively as he does because most of his patients are coming to him for vascular issues. But if you know what to do, it's something that can be dealt with. But the biggest issue here, the biggest difficulty here, is that you've got an area on one side of the body that you need to maintain a reductive stance as far as bleeding is concerned. On the other side, you've got something on the individual that is designed to keep the blood thin, which is going to promote bleeding, which side effect of that is to have nosebleeds, epitaxis, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You've always got to be concerned about internal bleeding when you're on Coumadin. And so the question is even posed, how do we do this without interfering with one? So how do we go left without going right? But how do we go left and not compromise our ability to go right.
Right.
That's the question.
And other than Dr. Holliday, you mentioned most vascular docs are not schooled or skilled in this at all. They're not taught about this aspect of healing. And they don't know, for instance, of trace mineral replenishment like silica for vascular elasticity and strength. I mean, these are you know, outside of the realm of their specialty, even though it should be part and parcel of their specialty, because if they don't know what, you know, builds strong, elastic vascular tissue, then, you know, what are they doing, giving a drug?
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And even using Coumadin, we know there are options in the enzyme realm, the nattokinase as well, different things that can be utilized. Even, you know, I've got peer-reviewed literature that I've referenced in some of my lectures about, they find that intravenous introduction of silver reduces blood platelet aggregation while upregulating regeneration. So, I mean, there's so much more to meet the eye than just, here, drug them and let's just manage these drugs. Hopefully this patient will live.
Yeah, actually, Robert, you've already said a lot more than I wanted to say. There are many things that can be done instead of Coumadin that are very, very effective. And, you know, as an example, you know, the situation, the personal situation that I just went through with my father, that was one of my concerns, because you don't want to get a person locked into one of these never-ending, self-fulfilling prophecy-type medications that you were just talking about, like with this new drug with the liver, the Nukes.
Right.
And, you know, so, yes, he's just had a stroke. Yes, he has to be anticoagulated. No, you don't want to anticoagulate him with certain drugs like, you know, I mean, again, I'm not going to say that, but there's certain drugs that I would never want any of my patients on. So, of course, my father's not going to be on that either.
Yes.
And getting back in time to make sure that I could intervene appropriately with the desired effect without the negative desired effect.
Sure.
Making sure that all that stuff is timed right. That was one of the key things.
When we come back, we'll get a quick update on Dr. Batar's father, as well as a question about what's going on in California. 7 out of 10 doctors boycotting Obamacare. Wow. Stand by.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience,
Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, remember, Dr. Bittar is going to be in Vancouver, B.C., up in Canada. All our listeners up there, if you're in the neighborhood, come on down and see him. It's this Saturday, the 14th of December. Yes, the 14th of December, Brain Recovery, no, it's brainsolutions.ca, brainsolutions.ca. And we've got that linked up in the show notes in case you're not sure. Just come on down and see it at robertscottbell.com. Wish I could be there with you, Dr. Bittar, but I'm also happy to be home and traveling so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that it becomes tiresome, so I don't blame you for not wanting to or being happy that you don't have to be somewhere.
Yeah, we do it because it's our mission, too, so I understand as well. Now, your dad, give us a quick update. How's he doing recovery? Each week we get a little bit of insight.
Well, Friday marked his 2 weeks of treatment, of which 2 days were half a day, 3 days were full days. This past week and before that, because it's Thanksgiving weekend, only 2 days were full days and 3 days were half days. And on Saturday, he walked around between the living room, the dining room, through the kitchen of my brother's house, all unassisted.
No cane or anything?
I think he might have. I didn't see the video, but mm-hmm. I think he may have gone using a chair to one of the kids, kind of holding onto him to the table. But, yes, he did it without a cane.
Still, it's incredibly impressive considering where he was. So that's great news. I'm glad to hear it.
And one of the problems is whenever you have a one-sided stroke like that, since he had a left medullary stroke, his right side was paralyzed. So if you're using a cane, you can only use it on your left side, but the left side is good. It's your right side that's weak. So it makes it difficult to kind of walk on a cane.
Right.
And so that's why he was walking to – and I asked him. I said, you know, walk as if you don't have anything to support and go between things. And he's able to do that. I mean, he's getting better and better. I saw a video clip with him with the occupational therapist that was so funny. He was doing some leg exercises, and you could see he was slouching deeper and deeper into his wheelchair. So he stops, and he tells the therapist, I need to be moved up higher in the chair. And the therapist says, well, go ahead then. you don't need permission. And then you see my dad put his other foot, right leg down, left leg, push himself up, and he sits back up at the chair and he continues his exercises.
Nice. Well done. All right. Well, listen, on the doctoring front, I want to get an update from you because out in California, which has largely been an Obama-supported state, looks like 7 out of the 10 doctors in that state are saying, we don't want any part of these exchanges.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I mean, that's really incredible. It's incredible that they're actually reporting it because I've heard this over and over again, but you don't hear mainstream media covering it. So this is interesting that the Washington Examiner actually has reported it. And as far as comments on it, I'm not surprised. It would make more than sense that healthcare providers understand what's being done here is may at the very, very superficial level, like at the very external, you know, epidermis level, may seem to be a good idea. And yet, as soon as you open up this can of worms, you're talking about a scenario that's going to definitely fail because it violates every principle of natural law.
Right, right. Well, I think that with this inevitability of the physicians themselves removing themselves from a government-supported marketplace, if you can call it that, that inevitably there's going to be an explosion of people looking into, hey, how do I plug into advanced medicine? I mean, I may be exaggerating a little bit, but I mean, they're going to be looking, well, how do I function anymore? That system that I was in is beyond repair.
Robert, you were at one of the conferences, right, where one of the attendees said that the program that was launched, the HeadMap, is actually the best anti Obamacare program that they've seen.
Yes. Yeah, the HeadMap again. That's good. I think, like you said, you're going to be flooded as this reality comes to fore because the doctors, I mean, I don't think that most doctors want to quit being doctors. Most of them got in it because they wanted to be. But given the opportunities that they see, they're leaving the profession. Now, what if they had a way that they can continue being doctors and helping people really this time?
By empowering the people themselves to make their own decisions and take, you know, their own scenarios into control, because that's what you're doing. You're taking your own health care problem and taking a hold of it and being empowered to be able to deal with it in an effective manner with positive results, not with negative results. So, yes, I am very excited about it. It is unfortunate that it has to come to this type of extreme, but, you know, as with all healing crises, sometimes you have to go through that Herxheimer's response, and I think this is part and parcel of what we've talked about for the last couple of years, Robert, that it's a coming of the new.
Yes.
In order for the new to come in, the old must first be disseminated and eliminated, and this is part of that sloughing off process.
In order for the healing to occur, and it does each week here on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar, where we're out of time, so we must remind you once again that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate.
And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.